9:16 here on The Ticket, and it is time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by CrestCars.com.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Well, this is what a day we've had today. And I believe that this show was absolutely free to the P1s. Yes. I can't believe we gave them this much entertainment.
No paywall.
We had Brent Musburger in studio for a couple segments, and now joining us in studio, retiring after 30 years, she's a legend in this market, WFAA's Gloria Campos.
Hey, how are you guys? Good morning.
Good to be with you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you guys this morning.
Now, did you have to wake up extra early? Do you usually sleep in till noon?
No. Actually, I got to wake up normal time, and that was nice. I usually get up about 7 to 8 a.m.
Talk right into that microphone there.
Right here?
See, she's not.
You think after 30 years we wouldn't have to show her mic technique?
Well, she uses a lavalier.
Well, I'm trying to get a picture of you guys here. I can only get two of you in there.
That's okay.
Well,
don't get me.
I'll get you here in a minute, Craig. All right.
All right. So, Gloria, what was your, do you remember your hire date? Even though you just told me not to ask dates.
That one I do remember. September the 12th, 1984?
Yeah, even if it was 11th, just move it to the 12th.
It was not the 11th, okay, but it's good. The day after, and, you know, how can you forget?
Mm-hmm.
September the 11th.
So, 1980 what?
Four.
So, you're going to do 30 years exactly, basically.
No.
Almost.
Half a year.
Why didn't you go till September 12th?
You know,
this time?
Somebody asked me that, and, you know, I really wanted to make that big 3-0, but I just don't have it in me.
Really, you're out of gas.
I am out of gas emotionally. I'm drained, and I'm tired. And I've told a lot of people. I was watching TV a couple of Saturdays ago, and they were playing Bull Durham. Mm-hmm. And you know that movie? I've seen it a bunch of times. Great baseball movie. You know I love baseball. If mm-hmm. you know anything about me, and it's the end of the movie, and Crash has been cut. Crash Davis, the catcher, the Kevin Costner character. And he's talking to Annie because he's had it. And he says, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired of thinking about baseball, and I just want to be. And that's pretty much me. Mm-hmm.
But what
tired.
About us? So what are we going to do?
Who
are we
going to? I'm tired. I don't want to think about the news anymore, and I just want to be me, not Gloria Campos, Channel 8 News.
Yeah, but see, that's tough for us, though.
What is non-Channel 8 News Gloria Campos going to do?
Well, non-Channel 8 News Gloria Campos has another life, you know, a life. I've always tried not to make my TV job my life. I think that's part of the reason why I've been so successful. And so I have, of course, my charity interests and, you know, causes. I might get a little politically involved.
Uh-oh.
You know, the station forbids us to endorse any candidate or give any money to any candidate. So I'm considering that. In fact, somebody called me yesterday who wants me to get involved in immigration politics, and I'll have to think about that one. You know, right now I don't want to do anything,
mm-hmm.
really, except for...
Just a lot of gardening and Chardonnay.
Yes, and happy hour.
Yes.
You know how many happy hours I've missed working at
You
night?
Missed
all of them.
Exactly. Dale somehow managed to work them in.
Well, that's another story.
All right, so I can understand all that, but at least I bet this week has shown you, though, with all the reaction you've had via Twitter and email, how much you're loved in this community and how much we are going to miss you. And it will be strange watching Channel 8 and you're not going to be on the screen. So what are we going to do?
Don't make me cry already.
Oh,
George.
George,
you're going to make you cry.
I know people, by and large, like me. I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I hear from them from time to time. I did not expect the outpouring I have received from our viewers on Twitter, on email, cards, flowers, cakes. And it has been so humbling. All I ever tried to do was my job as honestly and accurately and just to be myself and try to relate to our viewers, put myself in their shoes. That's all I ever tried to do. It was never about the money. I never thought I was going to make any money. I did not get into this business to make money. If you do, you're a fool. Just, you know, if you get some young kids out there listening, you know, the big salaries are going away. There's only one Diane Sawyer and Brian Williams. If you think about it, you know, they get a lot of attention for their huge salaries, but by and large, you're not going to get rich, but you can make a good living, and it's a good, honest living, and it's a very rewarding living. Has been for me.
Well, that's good, because you've done a great job. You've done what you set out to do.
Thank you so much.
Made me cry there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Junior.
And then we're all crying.
Did Mr. Musburger make you cry?
Yeah, he did, actually, but he punched me.
Oh!
It was just his cheap cologne that was making my eyes water.
All right, so go back.
Sex Panther, huh?
Yeah, he was wearing Sex Panther.
Real Panther.
Actually, Lance Nunes has a bottle of Sex Panther.
I know, they actually did come out with
yes,
it.
Yes, they did. He loves to pour it on.
This morning we were trying to go through your 30 years at Channel 8, and can you take us through how you rose in the ranks, what you started doing 30 years ago? Reporter, I would guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. I was hired in August of 1984 while the city was preparing for the Republican convention. And so the newsroom was all, you know, in a hubbub, and they're running around in chaos. And Marty Haig, the great Marty Haig, mm-hmm. Interviewed me during that time. And, you know, I had already looked for a job. I had been working in South Texas for 9 years. I was an intern there for 2 years at KGBT in Harlingen, my hometown. And I came back on a handshake agreement. They paid for my last 2 years of college to come back and work for them for 3 years. That was the agreement. Well, I stayed 9. I worked my way up there from reporter, photographer, editor to 6 and 10 anchor in that time span. So after a while, I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to own the station. I've done all I can here. I'm going to start looking for a new job. So I first placed, you know, Lance and I came up here for our honeymoon to go to a Cowboys game. They lost to the Cardinals. He's from St. Louis, as you know. They were the St. Louis football Cardinals. And so I always loved Dallas. And so I interviewed and called KDFW. I spoke to the news director. They did not have any news openings. And so next was Channel 5. I did interview with Channel 5. Lee Elsesser was the news director, and I thought I had nailed that interview, and then Mr. Elsesser got fired.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. So there I was in limbo again. So, you know, I kind of put that on the back burner, and so I go back to Harlingen, where Lance, my husband, was the sports anchor, and a crew happened to come in from Channel 8. And Lisa Pariseau, and I forget who the reporter she was with, she's a photographer, was, and told him that there was an opening at Channel 8. So I, knowing that there was a reporter's opening, I knew already that you don't send an anchor tape if you're seeking a reporter's job. So I had just been to the Democratic political convention in San Francisco that summer. So I sent all my stories from that, and from that, Marty hired me to be a reporter. And I thought that's all I was going to do, general assignments. And then he called me back and said, Regina Montoya, who's a lawyer here you might know in Dallas, was hosting our Hispanic Public Affairs show.
She's represented me.
Yes. Darn good lawyer. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so she was leaving. You know, it was a part-time gig for her to host the Public Affairs show. So Marty says, why don't you do that too? So I was actually general assignments, 3 days, 2 days, Public Affairs host. So I worked on that show. And, you know, I did that for a little more than a year. And then they started up Midday, which at the time was at 11:30. So that was Stan Matthews, me, and Scott Sams. And
That's Scott Sams character.
Yeah, he keeps on turning up. Anyway, so that's how I started. You know, I started anchoring almost immediately. You know, I have done every newscast on Channel 8 except for the mornings, and I'm happy to be leaving saying that still.
Don't have to wake up at 2 a.m.
I am not a morning person.
At.
No.
And see, what's Channel 8 going to do? Because they can replace you to do the news and all that, but who's going to return volleys with Dale at the end of a news? You're the only one who can do it. Delkus even can't hang.
Well, you know, it's, you got to know Dale in that he will say and do anything, you know. So, you know, nothing he says phases me. Right.
Right.
And so you got to just keep that open mind to to, you know, that he's liable to say and do anything. Mm-hmm. So just go with the flow. And, you know, sometimes I get him good and sometimes it falls flat. But, you know, it's fun. I like to tell people that working with Dale is really the only fun I get to have on a newscast, because think of it. Yeah. You're talking about murders, death, destruction, you know, politics. You know, it's not exactly fun and sexy, is it? So, yeah.
But then you can talk about Dale's drinking and everything gets lighter again.
Well, you know, not so much, you know. He did not drink at one of my luncheons here
last how many luncheons
week.
Are you having this week?
It's overkill. I'm almost embarrassed by it. Last week, the general manager had a luncheon for me and the guys and my husband and Tony, my son, who's still here.
Well, that's nice.
And we were at Stephen Pyle, and it was a lovely meal. And then today...
Is that Mike Devlin guy?
Yeah, that Mike Devlin guy, you might know. You know, who, by the way, was a reporter in 1984 when I was hired, but he was working the Fort Worth Bureau. John mm-hmm. was over there as well. So I really didn't know them so much until mm-hmm. I started working with John over here anchoring. So, anyway, today we're having the employee luncheon, and then, we're having a party on the plaza, weather permitting, tonight.
So you're retiring just for the food.
I'm telling you, I wish somebody, and here's my open appeal. If anyone from the Texas Rangers, Dallas Mavericks, Dallas Stars, any other sports team is listening, the most perfect retirement gift for me is tickets to future games. I've said it. I have said, okay, but I'm paying to go see this Saturday, and I'm going to be out in the plaza to celebrate Mike Modano, because I've got a secret crush. Not so secret. I think he knows. Mm-hmm. I have a crush on him.
He knows by now.
He's a great guy. And in fact, he sent me a tweet the other day, a direct mail tweet, and
he
said
sends those
it wasn't like
walk.
An Anthony Weiner type
they're not. don't make me suggest that to him.
Whoa.
No, he sent me, he says retirement is is underrated. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's very sweet of him to reach out to me that way. And, you know, he's going to be a dad of twins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we have conversed about that because, of course,
you're thinking about having more twins?
No. It's so funny. When one of our new reporters came in about 3 or 4 years ago and said, well, and Gloria, are you going to have more children? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, at that time, I was like 55. Yeah, I'm going to have more kids.
The twins are 20 now?
Yeah, the kids are 20, and they'll be 21 this summer. In fact, as I was driving here, I was thinking, you know, I hope I can get my house in order this summer. So they both have expressed interest in going to Vegas. And so I know going to Vegas with your mom may not be so much fun, but they
would
have to stay with me.
It's going
to
be awesome.
No,
they'll disappear and you won't see them for
exactly.
a few days.
We could do that. So yeah,
they'll have a hangover type incident.
Right.
So now, were you surprised at Cynthia getting the job rather than Shelley Slater?
You know, that's a good question, because yes, I was, and not for the reason you may think. I'm close to both of those young women, and I'm proud to say that I've mentored them both. You know, I only mentor people as much as they want to be mentored. If they ask me questions, I'm happy to share. But Cynthia had confided me, because as I told you, we've known for quite a long time that I'm not going to be working anymore in the news. And Cynthia told me, with her two little babies, they're going to be two in April, that she was not interested. It was not a good shift. It wouldn't work for her. And so, okay. Now, I've assumed that Shelley was interested in the job. You know, we never really talked about it, but I did tell her, you know, if you're going to do this, I'd start having my kids now and be ready. And so you noticed that she did that. She's mm-hmm. had her two children. So yeah, when
you
they
commanded
told me,
her to procreate,
I told her, hey, this is the way I would do it. And, anyway, so, when they called me in and told me this last week, I was like floored, because Cynthia had told me I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of decisions, a lot of factors go into that decision that may not be readily apparent to people who watch. And I'm not going to say too much, but I know a lot, and I'm not going to say that. But I just...
If it was Devlin that made the decision, I know exactly what went into it, and that's two cocktails. He gets two martinis in, and he makes wild decisions.
And you know what? You know, viewers have, and their reactions have a lot to do with those kind of decisions. And they don't enter into it lightly. And of course, as you know, at the end of December, we were sold. And so things kind of changed then. They might have had one plan. I don't know. They might have had another plan before that. But when we got new corporate ownership, they wanted to be involved in that decision, and they were. So you can put two and two together, or,
yeah, Gordon.
You know.
Yeah, Gordon,
well,
figure it out for yourself.
Do you think that the new management, new ownership will demand a reduction in the number of R's in Cynthia's last name?
I'm telling you, even I have a hard time with her name. The other day, one of our reporters kind of mangled it, and I said, listen, I have trouble saying her name. Here's the way, the anglicized way you can say, it's a Geary, like Gear, mm-hmm. Richard Gear, it's mm-hmm. a Geary, and that would be close enough.
Is she okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't mangle it.
I can't roll my R.
So it is hard.
What's the non-Anglo pronunciation? How does she say it?
Isagirre.
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 Yeah.
There you go, George.
That's pretty close, George.
I'm trying to try out for Channel 8.
Just call her Izzy. You know, everybody does. It's easier.
Have you watched that after they named Cynthia to the job? Did you go back and watch that, but here's the thing, he's gay clip over and over again?
Oh, no. She knows it's out there. And
we play about 100 times a day.
We did talk about it. And, you know.
She hates it.
No, she's resigned that's going to be part of her life forever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, are you proud of some moment like that? No, I'm
not.
What
was your worst moment?
Well, you know, I didn't have any like that. Mm-hmm. But when I was working in South Texas, what I consider my worst moment, now viewers might disagree, is that I said Middle East piss instead of peace. And you know, I got off the set down in South Texas, and I kind of nervously went into the newsroom thinking the phones were going to be ringing off the hook, and nothing. Silence. I asked the guys there, are, you know, because it's always pretty much been me and the guys. You know, mm-hmm. I've been in this business so long that there weren't that many women mm-hmm. in it. A lot of people are used to seeing women in the business now, but it wasn't that way when I started. So
but there was no reaction.
There was no reaction.
That may have been a ratings indicator there.
No. Uh-oh. A couple of weeks later, I'm at a Chamber of Commerce mixer. And some
gentleman.
That
sounds boring.
You know, it's part of the job. And I, this gentleman walks up to me and says, Gloria, do you know that when you said Middle East piss on the air, you actually put that in perspective?
There you go.
And I thought, okay, that's true. It's a mess over there, mm-hmm, ain't it? Mm-hmm. So, So
but
it just went, phew.
You've never accidentally used the F word or anything
no,
like
I've
that?
No, I've never, and hopefully I can eke out a
two
couple more days.
You've got two more nights to
I
get this accomplished.
I did say damn once, and I was a little, you know, are people going to be upset? You know, because when you work in the newsroom, you can
Why don't you throw one at Dale on Friday night just to see what kind of reaction you
pretty
get.
Pretty salty language, as you know.
Why don't you go Ian Kinsler scorched earth on Friday?
Oh,
call
my
Dale
goodness.
A sleazeball.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you know, that, again, going to Bull Durham, remember the little spiel that Crash is telling Ebby Calvin, Nuke LaRouche or LaNouche?
LaRouche.
What the heck was his name?
Yeah, Nuke
LaRouche. He's telling him, okay, here's the spiel. Glad to be here. Just want to help the ball club as much as I can, you know, and God willing, you know, things will work out. Well, there's got to also be a little lesson to anybody who has that opportunity to address a grievance publicly, to be diplomatic. Learn some diplomacy. I mean, calling John Daniels
a sleazeball.
Yeah. And what did Daniel say? He preferred scumbag?
Yeah, dirtbag, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, come on. We understand you're disappointed that you had to move on, and we're unhappy that you're gone. Same with Napoli. You know, I hated to see him go. I hated to see Josh go. Michael Young, he was my favorite player. I'm glad that the Rangers treated him the way they did when he came back. But, you know, there's a reason for that. If you don't burn any bridges, you can do things like that. Mm-hmm. But well, once you open up your big mouth, your big wazoo, and let out something like that.
Okay, so Friday's your last time.
Yeah.
And speaking of burn bridges, are they going to give you like they did Mike Snyder, give you like 5 minutes to tell Jane McGarry you love her and all that sort of thing, that weird thing he did. And of course, his retirement was a little bit different because he said, I'll see you here tomorrow night at the end of his big goodbye speech because he was still doing the five.
Oh, he was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he still did
the
five.
I don't watch him so much, you know.
That's so okay. Are they going to give you 5 minutes and you say your goodbyes?
No, we haven't. To be honest with you, we have not discussed the exact layout of the rundown on Friday night. I have been overwhelmed this week. They wanted me to blog. I've been on, sorry guys, this is my third radio interview.
Hate you. We're not your first.
No. And, newspaper article. I'm thinking to myself, where were you? I've been here a while. Mm-hmm. I've been very successful. And you didn't notice that until now?
Yeah,
that's right. We've had you on before.
You have. Yeah. You guys have. No, I'm talking about the papers and all of that. And now everybody wants me all at the same time. And, it's
hot.
If I wasn't tired before, man, I'm going to be so happy.
A long week.
Yes, it's a long week. So, no, I haven't gotten that far. I don't even know. Tonight.
Just redo the Dale Ellen rant that he went on with Michael Sam. That seems to go well.
Do I need to hear about that one more time?
No.
Dale will not let it go.
Did you see? I was on Ellen.
He was on Ellen. And, I'm happy for Dale. It was a wonderful thing he did. But knowing Dale, I know that it's just a matter of time before he sticks his foot in his mouth and says something that's just going to obliterate all that good work.
Of course. Well, Gloria, we run out of time here. We thank you for stopping in.
And
for
my
us.
Last words are about Dale.
Yeah, that's
thanks
right.
a lot,
that's
guys.
That's the way he wants it. Yeah.
That's true.
That's the way Dale would like it.
He would want it that way.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, we love you, Gloria.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's the corner.